Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring. Today's scripture about do not doubt, do not be afraid, comes from Proverbs 3:25. It says, have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. Wow. These scriptures are so good. And there's 365 of them. That's amazing. On today's call, we're going to discuss how free are you? Have you ever heard the expression, do what I say, not what I do? I'm here to tell you that the thought pattern may work with certain members of your family or your friends or maybe even your coworkers, but it definitely does not carry God's good housekeeping approval of words well spoken. The statement, do what I say, not what I do, is at best hypocritical. At worst, it's a flimsy excuse for sin and or personal foolishness. Your Heavenly Father wants you doing what He says. Matthew 5:37, 5:37 Classic Amplified. Yet, let your yes be simply yes, and your no be simply no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. There's an old saying, say what you mean and mean what you say. It's actually a variation of a statement made by the Cheshire Cat in Lewis Carroll's classic Alice in Wonderland. Now, the Message Bible translation of Matthew 5:37 says, just say yes and no. When you manipulate words to get your own way, you go wrong. You know, over the years, I've known and even worked with some people who will not lie to you, but they don't tell you the whole truth. If anyone doesn't tell the whole truth for whatever reason, either to avoid embarrassment or reveal a weakness, whatever the excuse or flawed logic, they're manipulating words to get their own way. And the scripture says that's where they go wrong. Perhaps the most definitive translation of Matthew 5:37 is found in the Contemporary English Version, where it says, when you make a promise, say only yes or no. Anything else comes from the devil. That's pretty clear. We're to say what we mean and mean what we say. Dr. Seuss once said, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. The best thing you can feel, say, or do is found in the Word of God. When you feel what He feels, you can't go wrong. When you say what He says, you can't go wrong. When you do what He says do, you can't go wrong. We're to possess the words that He speaks. We're to take ownership of God's holy Word. Years ago, there was a movie called Rush Hour, where an American detective was assigned to work with a Chinese operative who initially pretended not to speak English. But after several moments of frustration, the American detective annoyingly said, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Truthfully, in a manner of speaking, that's what God is saying to each of us today. Do we understand the words coming out of His mouth, those He painstakingly put in His holy word? And the question is not whether we're hearing His words, but are we obeying those words and following His directions? Psalm 119:57, Classic Amplified. You're my portion, O Lord. I have promised to keep your words. If something is your portion, then according to definitions that we found in Strong's Concordance, you should take ownership of that portion. Psalm 119:57, this time in the New Living Translation. Lord, you're mine. I promise to obey your words. We should fully understand His words and obey every single one of them. The last part of Psalm 119:57, this time in the Message Bible, says, I promise to do everything you say. What God wants from us his total obedience to his word. Well, let me correct that statement. What God wants from us is immediate total obedience to his word. Psalm 119:60, New Living Translation. I will hurry without delay to obey your commands. Wow. When God tells you to owe no man but to love him, that's exactly what he means. Obeying God is not a matter of convenience or timing. It's an absolute. Romans 13:8, Classic Amplified. Keep out of debt and owe no man anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor practices loving others, has fulfilled the law relating to one's fellow men, meeting all its requirements. Now, the scripture doesn't say keep out of debt unless you have no other way to pay for your family to get the trip to Disneyland or Disney World. Scripture doesn't say keep out of debt unless you don't have the cash to buy your children all the toys they wanted at Christmas. The scripture doesn't say keep out of debt except when JCPenney's, Saks Fifth Avenue, Walmart, or Macy's has all their clothing and accessories on sale. I could go on, but I think you're getting what we mean when we say keep out of debt. Isn't it time we started obeying his commands? That we determine in our hearts to follow without hesitation or rationalization the word when it comes to debt? Proverbs 1:5. A wise man will hear, will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain to wise counsels. You may well need to reprogram your financial mindset. For years, you've been seduced into a lifestyle of buy now, pay later, or more to the point, buy now and worry about it later. You can try to justify every step you take into the bondage of, into bondage and the black hole of debt. But when do you plan to get out, or at least stop digging the hole that you're in? It's when you're working to satisfy MasterCard's minimum payments, and your money's not your own. Neither is it available to God's kingdom. You're not free to obey his commands. In fact, you become a slave to the lenders. That's what it says in Proverbs 22:7, contemporary English version. The rich are ruled by the poor, and those who borrow are slaves of the moneylenders. In other words, you're not free to serve God because you haven't followed his commands. I'm not seeking to put anyone into condemnation, but truth is the truth. I want to ask you that question again. How free are you to serve God? When you're working two jobs just to keep the collection agency from your door, you're not available to God. 2 Timothy 2:4, New Living Translation. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. King James Version says it this way. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. The Hebrew word for borrow means entangle, intertwine. When we entangle ourselves with creditors to the point that we've lost our freedom to do what God calls us to do, then we're not free and certainly not following his commands. We have so much stuff that we need to take care of, pay for, insure, organize, fix, worry about, and keep track of that we've lost sight of what God saved us for. It wasn't just so we could go to heaven when we die. It was to obey his commands and be about his business. Think about that. Wow. When it comes to obeying God's word, remember, financial tools and software come and go. investment bankers, counselors will win and lose. Corporate mergers will succeed and fail. Banks will close by regulators and new ones opened by investors. The economy will have recessions and depressions. But one thing will never change. The Word of God, the love of our Heavenly Father for his children, and His forgiveness of our sins, and forgive me if I say stupidity. When God tells us to do something, He means it. We'd best be doing what He is telling us to do. No doubt about that. None whatsoever. Think on these things and ask yourself that question again. How free are you? Are you free to do the things that God's called you to do? Hallelujah. Meditate on it. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Rich Salts TV. Teaching tonight is so good. I took notes on myself. Bev, we make a great dynamic duo. Join us tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it by going to SaviorConnect.com, SavIorConnect.com. You can watch it by going to YouTube and search for Rich Thoughts TV Online. Rich Thoughts TV Online. You can go to Facebook and search for at Brother Harold. Or you can go to HaroldHerring.com, click the button that says Join Harold and Beth Sunday night. Regardless of which way you do it, tune in tonight. You'll be blessed. And until tomorrow, well, tonight at 6 p.m., tonight is at 6 p.m., you'll be blessed by this teaching for sure. Hallelujah. Well, until tonight at 6 p.m., every morning at 8:30, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.